Voters waited in line at the downtown early voting site, and most had an easy, uneventful experience. Here are voices from the polls before they closed on Monday.
I'm Sherelle Stovall, and I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was nice. It was quick and in and out. This is my first time. My sister told me to go out and early vote. And when I get here, and I thought my license was everything was correct, and it, you know, so I had to go back in, and so it was nice.
Well, my name is Elisa, Indianapolis, Indiana. It was a wonderful experience. I'm just excited that I still was able to vote early and not have to rush and do it tomorrow, because sometimes your day gets busy when you're working and taking care of business. So it didn't take long at all. The lines are long, but the lines are going pretty steady. So I know one year I voted, and I still think about this a lot. I couldn't find my voting place, so I was all over Creation. There was a lot of construction and traffic, and I wasn't able to vote that year. So it's just fresh in my mind every year.
Rashonda Lofton-Mack, Indianapolis.
Janice Pete, Indianapolis.
She's my niece. She called me yesterday. Her mom voted Saturday, and she asked me if I'd take her today, and I said, awesome.
Is this your first time voting?
Yes.
How was your first time voting?
Nerve-wracking. But after being in line, line went pretty fast and got in there really quick and got it done over with.
It was awesome, actually. It was quick. The lines are moving really well, and I'm glad I got in early.
Well, those are sample voices of people that were able to vote before the noon deadline. Other people were unsuccessful. Here you will hear the voices of voters hoping to cast their vote, but found the satellite locations closed.
Julie Neese, near Butler, Indianapolis. We vote every time for every election, and normally we just, vote on the day of voting. And today, because we have dentist and doctor appointments tomorrow, we were afraid we couldn't get it in. So that's why we came today and then found that it is closed. We did check last week to make sure it was open. And I guess they're finding out the same thing too. Yeah, because there have been probably four people just since we walked up who we were able to tell that it's closed.
Dana Watts, Indianapolis. Well, usually I use the early vote. I was coming to early vote and find out that over here on Keystone that they did not do early voting here today. And so just have to go to polls tomorrow and bear the lines. Really not a whole lot I can say about it. Just go ahead and persevere, and gonna definitely vote if I gotta stand in line all day tomorrow. So.
Despite difficulties some voters encountered, early voting was way up in Marion County and statewide. Polls will be open today from 6 a.m. until 6